This interview was recorded September the 30th, 2014.
Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm your host, Dave Custy, for our Business International Relations program. My guest today is Ms. Anna Yankova. Anna Yankova is the Director of International Affairs at the Office of the Secretary of State. As the Director of International Affairs, her primary responsibilities are managing the statewide sister states programs and all the international projects from the state of Maryland, which include hosting of the international dignitaries and working with various embassies. Anna was instrumental in coordinating the Secretary of State's business mission to the United Arab Emirates, as well as the state's diplomatic mission to India and China. Prior to joining the office of the Secretary of State, she worked for the Mayor's Office of Baltimore City for 5 years as a liaison to the immigrant refugee communities and neighborhood associations in the Central and Southeast districts. Ms. Yankova was also coordinating Sister Cities program for Baltimore for over 5 years. Additionally, Anna is a vice chair of the Young Democrats of Maryland Women's Caucus. During her professional career, she served in the following committees: Governor's New Americans Council, Mayor of Baltimore New Americans Task Force, Hospitality Committee of War of 1812 Bicentennial Celebration. Ms. Anna Yankova has a bachelor's degree and diploma of specialist in linguistics and translation from Odessa National University, Ukraine, and a master's degree in international affairs and diplomacy from the American University in Washington, D.C. Anna likes traveling, sports, rowing, reading, and writing about global events and diplomacy. Anna speaks three languages, Russian, Ukrainian, and French. I saw this, and you actually speak four because we're going to talk in English, right? Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio, Anna.
Thank you, David. Good morning. It's my true honor to be here today and be able to speak to you and share with you and the listeners of the Baltimore Internet Radio about my personal and professional story. So I originally come from Odessa, Ukraine. That's the south of Ukraine on Black Sea. And I grew up in the family of foreign language teachers and diplomats. So I've always been fascinated by a profession of a linguist and a diplomat. So since a very early age, I wanted to be involved in that area. So that's why I got my bachelor's degree and diploma of specialist in foreign languages and translation from Odessa National University. And then when I had a chance to come to the U.S., I came straight to Baltimore. When I came to Baltimore, I was happy to find out that Baltimore City has nine sister cities with different countries in the world. And Odessa, the city where I was born and grew up, is one of them. That's why I got involved in Baltimore-Odessa Sister Cities Committee. And very soon, I became the chair of the Sister City Committee and was able to facilitate different types of exchanges between Baltimore and Odessa, mostly cultural, educational, and sports.
Let's back up a little bit. When did you first learn English?
I started learning English when I was 8 years old. My grandmother is an English teacher. So she wanted to start early with me. And I remember I was visiting her during summers and winter breaks, and she was teaching me English in her living room.
I'm just interested in that because you said you're from a family of linguists and such, and speaking foreign languages. It's easier to assimilate language when you're that young and such like that, too.
Definitely.
So you speak four languages, so.
Yes.
It's amazing. I mean, I always admired people with languages because I was never one of them. So that's my little aside there. Sorry I interrupted you. So you were here and you were working for the mayor, I assume, from Baltimore.
Yes, and I was offered a position in 2007 to work with international and immigrant affairs. There was an office of international and immigrant affairs at the mayor's office. So I coordinated the sister cities for Baltimore City and worked with immigrant communities and immigrant groups here in Baltimore City, including the International Rescue Committee that works with refugees.
How long were you at that?
I worked between 2007 and 2010 in this capacity.
And what did you see in that change in those 3 years? I mean, when you started out, what was the department like and how was it left?
We definitely did lots of improvement in the area of the immigrant affairs. I was responsible for the citywide language access program that provided language assistance to all non-English speaking clients of Baltimore City agencies. And when I started, the program was only at the first level. Nobody was practicing the program. First of all, the program consists of several major components. It provides a translation of the city documents and it provides interpretation for non-English speaking clients, either over the phone interpretation or on-site. So everything existed on the first level, meaning that it was not implemented in any single agency. And when I started working on it in 3 years, several major city agencies were able to utilize this program. Over 300 city employees were trained on how to use the program and how to be more culturally aware when you're serving the non-English speaking client, and how to be able to assist this client with documentation, with addressing his request. So I think it was a very big progress.
So you, in essence, created like a template for how do you go about in your department?
Yes, yes. And I was able to provide training to several key city agencies. Frontline employees who deal with clients on a daily basis, they were trained on how to use the program and how to address the needs of the limited English proficiency clients.
How many people were in your department?
There were three people, the director of the Office of International and Immigrant Affairs, myself, the immigrant coordinator, and the this assistant.
Were you the only one not from the United States?
Yes.
Very good. So how did you adapt to Baltimore? What did you think of Baltimore? Start with when you first got here.
Well, when I first got here, I didn't know much about Baltimore. And working for the city helped me to explore every area of Baltimore City. And it helped me to love Baltimore City and to realize how diverse it is and how many interesting things it can offer. It's very cultural. It's very international. For example, here in this neighborhood on Bank Street and Broadway, it's the Latino area. A little bit further by Patterson Park, we have Ukrainian church. We have Ukrainian restaurant on South Ann Street. We have Little Italy a little further, closer to President Street. We also have a small Chinatown with Chinese restaurants, also Korean area, African
Polish area.
Polish, yes, exactly. So that really makes me happy as a person who comes from another country. It's it makes me happy to realize that Baltimore is very welcoming to international communities.
Have you met anybody from the Ukraine here?
Yes, because I belong to the church by Patterson Park.
Oh, do you? Oh,
yes, St. Michael's Church. And there are lots of people of Ukrainian background, either those who were born here or who came here a couple years ago.
So. That's good that you have, you know, that kind of thing in common, too, here. Because it must be somewhat about a little bit scary coming to a place, a new place. I mean, I was, because I lived in Northern Ireland for 10 years, and it was just a, even though I know a lot of people there, it was still a, kind of a culture shock and trying to get used to it. So it's nice to have somebody that was from there, you know, from Ukraine.
It definitely helps me because my family, everybody is in Ukraine, and when there are holidays such as Easter and Christmas, it might get a little lonely, lonesome. And people from church are very kind to me, so we socialize and sometimes we celebrate Easter together. And there is also a big Ukrainian festival that happens every year in September in Patterson Park.
Yeah, that's terrific.
I love this event because I can taste delicious Ukrainian food, listen to the music, get some Ukrainian souvenirs. It makes me feel closer to home.
After 2010, after you left Baltimore City, what happened then?
I didn't leave Baltimore City, but I changed my position. Between 2010 and 2013, I was working at the Mayor's Office of Neighborhoods. As a neighborhood liaison, working with neighborhood communities, and as Eastern European / French-speaking African liaison. So I work particularly with Russian-speaking Ukrainian community here in Baltimore and also French-speaking African, and not only French-speaking, but African population in general, which included Liberians, people from Congo, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria.
What did you do during that period in terms of actual events?
I was able to start the first time in Baltimore City celebration of Ukrainian Days. Mm-hmm. It was in May of 2012. And the Ukrainian Days in Baltimore, I was actually inspired by our Ukrainian community here and the Ukrainian church, the one that I mentioned by St. Michael's. I was inspired by people who are always very active and proud of their Ukrainian heritage, and they always put together wonderful events throughout the year. So I thought, why don't we have the whole month of Ukrainian Days in Baltimore, mm-hmm. the whole month of different events? And we started with a kickoff reception hosted by the mayor at City Hall. And this event featured Ukrainian performances, Ukrainian choir, then an extract from a Ukrainian fairy tale. And the mayor spoke. She welcomed the Ukrainian community in Baltimore. And we had lots of Ukrainian food. So it was a very colorful and happy event that attracted a lot of people. And then, as I said, it's the whole month of events. So every week we had something related to Ukrainian culture. We had a Pisanka painting workshop. Pisanka, it's the Easter egg. So we have mm-hmm. a wonderful Ukrainian artist here in Baltimore, Halina Mudra. So she was able to come to City Hall and provide the workshop for people wonderful. Who wanted to learn how to make to paint Easter eggs. Mm-hmm. Then we had a Ukrainian movie screening and... we had a Ukrainian lecture about Ukrainian history and background provided by a Towson professor also of Ukrainian background, Andriy mm-hmm. Chernodolsky. So it was very successful. Then in early 2013, after I've been working for the mayor's office for almost 6 years, it was actually 5 years and a half, I got a position with the Office of the Secretary of State as the Director of International Affairs.
Tell us a little bit about your job there.
One of the major projects that I coordinate right now is the Sister State Program. Currently, the state of Maryland has 13 sister states with different regions all over the world. And the purpose of the Sister State Program is to promote people-to-people diplomacy. And as I said, we have 13 sister states and 13 sister state committees that consist of active volunteers who are interested in promoting the diplomatic ties between the state of Maryland and other parts of the world. And I'll give you an example. We have sister states with Liberia, two counties, Bong County and Maryland County. And the members of the sister state committee, they're either of Liberian descent or they have a direct interest in promoting the ties between Liberia and Maryland. So what these committees do, they help to facilitate the different types of exchanges between the state of Maryland and another part of the world. And I'll give you several examples of current exchanges that we have through the sister state program. For example, medical exchange with Jalisco, Mexico. We have, obviously, a sister state relationship with Jalisco. And we have a very prominent neurosurgeon from Jalisco, Dr. Quiñones, who currently works at Johns Hopkins University. So every year he puts together a team of surgeons from Johns Hopkins who go to the Hospital of Guadalajara in Jalisco, Mexico, and they provide surgeries to adults and children in the area of neurosurgery. Mm-hmm. We're proud to announce that this program is part of our sister state medical exchange. Also, we have educational exchange component. We have professors and students exchanges between University of Maryland and University of College Cork in Ireland.
Oh, really?
Yes, and the professor from the University of Maryland and Professor Patrick O'Shea, he of the University of College Cork, is the chair of the Maryland County Cork Sister State Committee. So he's facilitating the students and professors exchanges. In the area of culture, just recently, last December, we hosted a delegation of musicians from Leningrad region in Russia. So they were here for the whole week before Christmas, and they had several performances. They performed at the Maryland Hall. They performed at the Senate Building in Annapolis, the College of Howard County. And mostly they were performing wonderful Russian traditional music. Mm-hmm. They were wearing beautiful traditional outfits and played traditional instruments. So this cultural project was done through our Maryland Leningrad Sister State Committee and with facilitation of our chair, Ms. Ardith Cade. And I also mentioned the business component that we're adding actively with our department, State Department of Business and Economic Development, to facilitate the business exchanges as well. In addition to the Sister State program, our division and myself, as a director of international affairs, I work with international communities here in Maryland, such as Nigerian Americans, Korean Americans, and get them involved in our international activities and the sister states projects. We also work very closely with various embassies, and we're lucky to be very close to Washington, D.C., and all our international organizations, embassies in the State Department, and international organizations such as World Trade Institute, State Department. We host different international delegations here in Maryland, mostly delegations of government professionals, government officials, legal officials. And I'll give you a couple of examples. This time last year, we hosted a delegation of parliament members from the European Union. Mm. They were here for the whole day, and they met with the Secretary of State. They met with several legislators, and their purpose here was to learn how the government of the state of Maryland functions. Mm-hmm. That's why they met with the Secretary of State. They met with government officials and with delegates.
And how did that go?
I think it was very successful and productive. They were happy and they had lots of questions. So they gained the experience here in Maryland, and the goal was to get the experience and bring it back home and implement it there. And we had similar delegation also last year of parliament members from Iraq. And, you know, Iraq is a young country, and these kind of programs are very beneficial because they come to the United States to get an experience on how to make the government work, how to have fewer elections, how to have more structure, governmental structure. And they bring this experience back home and are able to implement it step by step.
So these projects that you have, are there follow-ups to it? Do you stay in touch?
We usually stay in touch with them, yeah. And if they have any questions or any more assistance in the future, we're happy to provide this assistance. And we definitely do the follow-up to see how this meeting or the trip to Maryland was beneficial for their work.
Very good. So you like your job then?
Yeah, I love my job because, as I mentioned earlier, since a very early age, since age of 15, I've always wanted to be in the area of international affairs. Mm-hmm.
So you're perfectly placed then here.
Yes, yeah.
In Maryland.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Great. So that leads to the next question. How do you see yourself and your department in, say, 3 to 5 years down the line?
In 3 to 5 years from now, I would like the program to be more involved on the global level, helping to fight global problems. And I'll give you the example. I would want to work with different international medical organizations such as American Red Cross or Doctors Without Borders and our Liberian and Nigerian Sister State Committee to help to fight such health problems such as HIV, children's mortality, to help with women's health, also currently to help with Ebola crisis. On the educational level, I would want to work with our sister state committees to promote education for young girls and women in different countries where education is not available to female population, such as Afghanistan. Also, on the government-to-government exchange level, I would work with our sister state committees and provide educational programs and training in former Soviet republics or Latin American countries, governmental programs that will help to reduce corruption in these countries and have more pure governmental system and elections as well. So I want to bring our Sister State program more on a global level and be more involved in the issues that I mentioned and such.
So what about expanding the Sister States themselves? Do you plan to have more Sister States collaborations?
Yes, we are. And actually on Thursday, we're hosting a Prime Minister from Aruba. And the Prime Minister will be signing the Memorandum of Understanding for cooperation between the state of Maryland and the state of Aruba with our governor, Martin O'Malley. And this will be the first step towards starting a new sister state relationship with the Caribbean region in the future. And Aruba will be part of it. We will have an umbrella sister states with Aruba being an important component of that. So this is in the near future in regards to adding another sister state. And also, as you mentioned before, David, we just came back from the diplomatic mission to China and India. And as a result of this mission, we're planning to explore the opportunity of having educational student and professors exchange with Anhui Provincial Law School, which is in China, between this law school and University of Baltimore Law School, and also similar educational exchange with Indian Law School in the future.
When you approach a country to be a sister state, how do you do that? What's mutually beneficial about being a sister state here?
I think, first of all, we learn from one another. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned a little earlier about the cultural exchange, and we were hosting a delegation of musicians from Leningrad last year. So the musicians came here to teach the residents of Maryland about Russian music and culture. And that was the goal, to educate, to show their part of the world to Marylanders. That what we were gaining. What the delegation was gaining is the promotion and to be more known on the international level. Mm-hmm. If we talk about the educational exchange, when we send a delegation of professors from University of Maryland or from a high school in Maryland, we have a very active professors and student exchange with Kanagawa in Japan. Hmm. So students go to Japan for a week to learn about the educational system in Japan. And vice versa, we host students from Japan here for a week where they go to school, they learn how the subjects are being taught, they improve the English language skills, and they are able to meet new friends, sometimes friends for life. The same thing with University of Maryland. I mentioned we have a exchange program with University of College Cork, and we send our professors there and receive professors and students just to share and gain an experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is all so very important. I've had several interviews with people that, like myself, lived abroad for a while, and the thing that came up was that Americans have a very provincial way of looking at the world. It's here because we've never been out there. We've never experienced other people, and I think these are good programs that you can understand people as people and not just something out there. You know, that's what I learned by living 10 years in Northern Ireland.
Definitely. And the program helps to raise cultural awareness and to educate people. Like you said, that we're pretty much the same. We just have different cultural backgrounds. And each nation is very colorful and rich. And by means of these exchanges, we have an opportunity to communicate with one another, learn and share. And I believe by learning about each other, by building the bridge, we avoid tensions and conflicts, and therefore we promote peace.
All right, and we just continue the communication, because that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Keep talking. It's very good. I enjoy this. Did you enjoy yourself here?
Yes, very
much so. Now, back in June, you graciously accepted the invitation to open the International Cultural Diplomacy Symposium that I produced here through ICD, which is International Cultural Diplomacy in Berlin. Part of that is that we wanted to keep it going, that I've just been in touch with Mark Dunphrey, who runs that, and we want to keep a program of that going. With that, in which what you're doing, I was wondering if you'd be willing to keep programs going here on Baltimore Internet Radio.
I would be happy to.
Yeah. Because I think we're basically doing the same thing, and if I can be a cog in helping what you're doing in terms of getting the word out there, because currently I've got listeners in 80 countries right now, and so you know I'm expanding all the time, and so I think we could do stuff together here, because all my programs do. I don't want them to be one-off. As this, like I said before, this is an introductory program, so we're just touching on different things. But we can specifically do things. Initially, I'm recording all the shows, but I hope to go to recorded and to live shows so we can actually have live forums with people worldwide. Would that be something you'd be interested in?
Yes, definitely. I'll be happy to participate in your exciting programs and collaborate in possible way. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes. I want to encourage people to be more involved in the sister state program, sister cities, to participate more in different international cultural events that we have throughout the state, and to learn about one another, to build the cultural bridge between one another, and to celebrate diversity that the state of Maryland has, cultural diversity, and build friendship, because I believe that cultural diplomacy, friendship between people of different backgrounds and cultures helps to create peace in the world.
I completely agree with
you. And you start on a smaller level. You start at home and then you expand it. Unfortunately, the world suffers a lot from unrest today. And as a diplomat, it really hurts my heart. So I would encourage people to be more tolerant towards each other, to learn about each other cultures, and to be friends, to build international friendship, because it helps to create peace and avoid conflicts.
Well, I'd like to try to do that with your programs and my programs and see what we can do in terms of collaboration. Can you give some contact info for people like to talk to you and reach you?
Definitely. I'll be open for questions, and I'll be happy to talk to anybody who's interested to learn more about the program or about the diplomacy. And my contact information is, my direct line is 410-260-3865. And the email address is Anna, A-double-N as in Nancy, A, dot Yankova, Y-A-N as in Nancy, K as in Kate, O, V as in Victor, A, at Maryland, like state, Maryland.gov, G-O-V.
Very good. Well, thanks for being here, Hannah. Did you have a good time?
You're welcome. I really enjoyed myself.
Oh,
and thank you for wonderful questions, David. And thank you for inviting me to be a guest at the Internet Radio.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
This is Dave Custy. I've just been the host of International Relations here on Baltimore Internet Radio. And my guest was Ms. Anna Yankova, the Director of International Affairs at the Office of the Secretary of State of Maryland. Thank you, Anna.
You're welcome.